Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lattman. Tuttle moves to third. Power moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Power moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Rollins moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Batty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Twins. Jim Perry now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen scores. Tuttle moves to third. It's 7-0, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stigman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive towards short. Verhals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got 4 RBIs. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Francona moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stigman strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kindle scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Francona is hit by the pitch. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-2, Twins. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty moves to third. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stigman hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Batty tags and scores. Allen tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 13-2, Twins. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Allen scores. It's 14-2, Twins. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tuttle moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 14, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Green pinch hits for Jim Perry. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-3, Twins. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-3 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-3 in the game. Essigian hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 14, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Hartman now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 14, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.